Since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, millions of people have joined protests against police brutality. It includes Desmond Hall's teenage daughter. Hall, a Boston-area author, has this commentary.
I've been turning over a few questions in my mind. How do I let go of my black daughter's hand? How do I allow her to join the protests against police violence where there has been violence? Before the march, I watched her, making a poster with determination. I can't breathe, it said. It's as if she'd lived through the moments of violent injustice herself. The moments that I'd lived through and now so vividly recollected. The first time police put their hands on me, I was a college student. I was living off campus, and I'd just gotten off the bus. My History of Western Civilization textbook was tucked under my arm. As I walked by the bar on the corner, I heard the rev of a car's engine, then brakes, then car doors opening, then two policemen walking fast. The first one was wide, red face. "What are you doing around here?" he said. Then came the shove. I went flying onto a neighbor's lawn, blades of grass tickling my nose, the red-faced white man with the badge and gun looming over me. Lying there, I remembered the advice my dad had taught me growing up. I can hear him saying it now. He warned me, "They will say things to insult you. They might do something to hurt you. But if you can, keep calm and don't make it worse than it already is. Doesn't matter if it's your fault or not." The lead officer then yelled at me. My shaking hand dug into my back pocket for identification. Eventually, the cops left. But I felt the grip of eyes on me, neighbors peering at me through their curtains, like I'd done something wrong. Then I caught sight of my History of Western Civilization textbook lying askew on the sidewalk. The significance of the book didn't occur to me then, but now that my daughter is protesting, it's all too clear. That history, one stained with the subjugation of people of color, is one she wants to shape for the better. When my daughter finally returns from the march, I can see in her proud stride that she's come back with agency and a dignity that the police had once taken from me. I'm glad I let my girl walk out the door and protest because maybe, just maybe, she won't have to warn her child like my dad warned me.
Desmond Hall is an author. His debut novel will be published in January. You can read his essay and many more at WBUR.org.